Thank you, Mr. Heimbach. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to this annual press conference in 2009. Let me tell you two things. Firstly, compared to our competitors, we've been very successful over the past 12 months. And secondly, we are in an excellent position to assume a leading role in the growth areas of the future. In 2009, we experienced the worst global recession in 80 years. For the first time in the post-war era, the global GDP contracted. Experts expected to decline 2.1% in the calendar year of 2009. With the support of government stimulus programs and measures to stabilize the financial markets, experts forecast global growth of 2.6% next year, that is in 2010. However, we can expect significant regional differences in economic development. Our hopes rest primarily on Asia and the emerging countries. This is where the prospects for growth are currently strongest. But it will take some time before the global economy re-stabilizes again completely and the global GDP once again reaches the levels before the crisis, not the pre-war, the pre-crisis levels. The recent developments in Dubai demonstrate that the global crisis in the real estate and financial markets is far from over, and that the situation remains unstable. We stand at the foot of a high mountain, and we have a long way to climb. Further joint efforts will be necessary. These efforts worldwide include measures to protect jobs. As one of the larger industrial employers, especially in the US, Siemens will participate in today's jobs summit hosted by President Barack Obama at the White House. And yesterday evening, a meeting took place with Chancellor Angela Merkel that focused on similar subjects. In all of these discussions, the central question is how conditions for sustainable growth, for jobs, and for prosperity can be improved. We are convinced that more vigorous deployment of green technologies in some countries will lead to re-industrialization and will help overcome the crisis. Let's not forget at what stage of development the global economy now stands. Important branches of our business have suffered severe setbacks, and some of our most important customers have yet to climb out of this valley. The value added in the manufacturing industry worldwide plunged by a total of 9% this past year. The declines were most pronounced in industrial machinery at 15% and in the automotive sector at 23%. Now, what was the performance of Siemens in that environment? Well, the answer is very simple. Excellent. Despite the crisis, we clearly exceeded our targets. Revenue remained stable in spite of the shrinking global economy. Profit total sectors once again rose significantly to 7.5 billion euros, which is a clear increase again. Income from continuing operations at 2.5 billion euros exceeded the previous year's figure by one third. With these results, we've more than met expectations in a challenging economic environment. Yet there's not only light but also shadow. We're feeling the repercussions of the crisis in new orders, though not as sharply as our competitors. New orders fell short of the 2008 record by 14%. However, our three sectors continue to have a large order backlog of just over 180 billion euros, which is more than in the year before the crisis. Our order backlog in fiscal 2007 amounted to just 73 billion euros. The ratio of new orders to revenue remained positive at just above one. This also demonstrates our robustness in the crisis. And now for revenue and profit. Considering the crisis-ridden environment, revenue and profit are quite satisfactory. These positive results are largely due to the strong performance of the energy and healthcare sectors. Both sectors were already within their margin ranges for 2010. Of the 14 divisions, 9 achieved the margin targets of the Fit for 2010 program. At €2.5 billion, net income fell short of last year's mark by 58%. This difference is largely attributable to the fact that we reported an extraordinary profit of approximately €5.5 billion last year due to the sale of our automotive division, Siemens VDO. Despite the severe global economic crisis, we are keeping the dividend steady at €1.60. So much for this overview. Let me now briefly address the sectors. The industry sector was most severely impacted by the economic crisis. In these difficult circumstances, the sector initiated long-range measures for cost relief, measures which we intend to continue. The energy sector has developed very well. The sector's order backlog rose to a record €47 billion. And all divisions reported higher revenue than in the previous year. Despite the ongoing difficulties in the market environment, business developments in the healthcare sector were also positive. Siemens Healthcare continues to be the strongest player in the market. The progress in integrating acquisitions led sector profit to climb above €1.5 billion. So much for this rundown of developments in the sectors. I'd like to conclude this segment with a comment on our cross-sector IT business, Siemens IT Solutions and Services. The performance of Siemens IT Solutions and Services has been predominantly positive since the restructuring activities in 2006. However, price and competitive pressures remain very high. We must therefore bring Siemens IT Solutions and Services even more in line with the requirements of the IT markets. This will require the greatest possible flexibility. For example, in the hiring of highly specialized Web 2.0 experts or database professionals. The current structures of Siemens IT Solutions and Services do not allow for this flexibility, which is why we're making preparations to make this business a legally separate entity as of the 1st of July 2010. 3 points are important here. Firstly, we want to give this unit the chance to become competitive in the long term. And secondly, we want its business activities to be more strongly focused on specific industries and key regions. And thirdly, the long-term service contract connecting Siemens IT Solutions and Services and Siemens will dependably remain in effect. Ladies and gentlemen, the good numbers of our operating business also reflect our corporate policy, which is geared towards sustainability. Even before the crisis, we adjusted to a difficult market environment and took the necessary measures on the cost side early enough. These measures include our program for reducing our sales, general and administrative costs, as well as our supply chain management initiative. In order to strengthen organic growth, we increase our investments into research and development and at the same time intensified our sales activities. And thirdly, we've continued to bolster our core business by enhancing our portfolio. I'd like to tell you more about these three levers. View graph number 5, please. Could I have the view graph about the sales and administrative costs? Thank you. Our worldwide sales and administrative costs dropped to 10.9 billion euros in the past fiscal year, which exceeds our target and achieved savings of 2 billion euros 1 year earlier than planned. This means that we can conclude this company-wide program to make the administration leaner earlier than originally planned. Our supply chain management initiative is also making solid progress. By 2010, we intend to increase centrally pooled purchasing volume to 17 billion euros. In 2009, we increased this figure from 12 to 16 billion euros. Our target is now within reach. We intend to increase the share of goods purchased in emerging countries from 20 to 25% over the medium term. In just over half a year, we have already made progress. We've already reduced the number of suppliers from 113,000 to 97,000. Here, our medium-term goal of 91,000 is also within reach. Fewer suppliers means greater efficiency and reduced administrative costs. This will enable us to focus on more strategic cooperation and on advancing the joint implementation of innovative concepts. Because of the very good progress we are making with both of these programs, we can fully concentrate on our customers. We've intensified our sales efforts and have given the managing board operational responsibility for operations. We also established an executive relations program this past summer. As part of this program, members of our managing board now will personally engage with approximately 70 top customers, thus supporting our operations. We aim to achieve organic growth not only by strengthening our sales organization, we also continually strengthening our innovative power. Despite the economic crisis, we've increased our R&D spending by 3% last year, to a total of 3.9 billion, euros. The experience we've gained in our more than 160 years of history teaches us that the innovations of today generate the profitable growth necessary to develop the innovations of tomorrow. In order to fully participate in tomorrow's growth, we are also continually working to strengthen our core business. With the acquisitions of the highly profitable Solel Solar Systems, a company which delivered revenue of approximately $160 million in the first 9 months of 2009, Siemens became the technology leader in the solar thermal field a few weeks ago. With this move, our value creation in solar thermal power plants has increased to more than 70%. The potential in this area is enormous. The solar thermal market will grow by almost 20% annually by 2020 and will then have reached a market volume of roughly 23 billion euros. And a large piece of that pie will be ours. The integration of renewable energy technologies requires intelligent power networks. We are already one of the world's leading suppliers in the smart grid market, and we will systematically expand this position. To that end, we acquired Energy4U last fiscal year, a company developing customized smart grid solutions for utilities. Overall, we expect to receive smart grid orders worth more than 6 billion euros over the next 5 fiscal years. Ladies and gentlemen, in cases in which we are not able to achieve a leadership position at reasonable cost, it may be necessary to transfer businesses to others who are better able to take advantage of the opportunities. This is why we have withdrawn from the joint venture of Fujitsu Siemens Computers, FSC, and for the most part from the telecommunications business. To make the company leaner and less complex, we also eliminated marginal activities with a total volume of approximately 2.5 billion euros this past fiscal year. We also successfully concluded the program for the divestment of so-called other operations in 2009. That was the past fiscal year of 2009. Let me now say a few words about the future. I'd like to do so in expressing it in one sentence. Siemens is well prepared for the future. Siemens has the largest environmental portfolio in the world. In the past fiscal year, we generated revenue of more than 23 billion euros with green products and solutions. That is 11% more than the year before, and 11% plus right in the middle of the crisis. Clearly, green technologies have a stabilizing effect on our business. With these results, we've made good progress towards reaching our target of 25 billion euros in green revenue in fiscal 2011. In the coming years, we expect our green portfolio to continue to grow, especially as a result of the massive capital expenditures being made in urban infrastructures. Sustainable urban development opens up huge opportunities for us. According to a recent study, cities worldwide will invest 27 billion euros in the expansion of water, electricity and transportation systems in the coming 25 years. In the years ahead, the city of Munich alone intends to invest several billion euros as part of its urban development effort to become a green metropolis. By 2015, Munich intends to be the first city of more than a million residents to generate enough energy from renewable sources to supply all private homes. And by 2025, all businesses as well. This is a fantastic lighthouse project and a great showcase for Bavaria and for Germany. Our unique environmental portfolio makes us the partner of choice for the development and expansion of the green cities of the future. We have given this partnership with utilities a highly visible expression in our superstar project in Fürth-Manning. Secondly, the stars are aligned for Siemens as our order backlog is helping us during the crisis. As the global economy slowly recovers, this order backlog will have a stabilizing impact on revenue in the coming years. The current order backlog will result in orders totaling 37 billion euros in 2010 alone. And that secures our business and gives our employees confidence. And thirdly, we have a strong position in the growth markets of the emerging countries. The significance of the emerging countries in global trade will increase considerably as a consequence of the economic crisis. In 2015, they will generate more than 35% of global economic output. In 2009, one-third of our new orders came from emerging countries. In many of these countries, we've been active for decades, and several for more than a century. We're expanding our presence in these countries step by step. And in the past year, we opened new green production facilities in Colombia and in Turkey. Our deep roots in these markets are an outstanding competitive advantage. On the local level, we enjoy an excellent reputation as a business partner. We know the local people, their culture, we know the challenges our customers face locally, and we have the right answers. More than one in five Siemens staff members work in these developing countries. Ladies and gentlemen, Siemens once again demonstrated its operating strength in an extremely difficult environment in fiscal 2009. We've done considerably better than our most important competitors. Supported by the energy and healthcare sectors, our revenue has remained stable and our profit has increased. What company is able to say so right now? Looking ahead to 2010, we see a market environment that continues to be very challenging. After the double-digit percentage decrease in orders in 2009, we expect an organic contraction in revenue in the mid-single-digit percentage range in 2010. Our high backlog of orders will act as a cushion. Profit total sector should lie between 6.0 and 6.5 billion euros. Income from continuing operations should increase by approximately 20% compared to the previous year's figures of 2.5 billion euros. In this fiscal year, we face the challenge of successfully guiding our businesses through the crisis while simultaneously preparing the way for sustained and profitable growth in the fields of the future, in emerging countries and in green markets. Almost no other company is in a better position to emerge from the crisis stronger than before. We are determined to take advantage of this opportunity. Thank you.